Hello, my name is Alan Holmes, and I am a new Mason. You're listening to this tape because some friend of yours cares about you. He enjoys Freemasonry. He gets something out of it, and he thinks you might too. That's how I became a Mason. I had friends who belonged to the craft and who seemed to get a lot from it and to be willing to give a lot to it. And so I asked them about Masonry. I was lucky, as it turned out, because some of the people I know were among those who had had the time to make a study of Freemasonry. They were able to answer my questions, and I quickly realized that I wanted to be a Mason. I wanted to be a part of this group of special men. I petitioned my local lodge, was elected to receive the degrees, and here I am. Now I have been asked to make this tape, to pass along some of the information I gathered asking my questions, in case some of these same questions may have occurred to you. So, what is Freemasonry? I can't tell you all about it on this tape. The topic is too big and the time is too short, but let me hit the more important points. First of all, Freemasonry is a fraternity, the oldest, largest, most famous, and most prestigious fraternity in the world. Its members are bound to each other by ties of brotherhood. I know as a fact that I can turn to any brother, any place in the world, even if he lives in a foreign land and speaks a foreign tongue. And if I need help, he will help me, just as I will help him. And by the way, it gives me a lot of comfort to know that if my wife ever needs help, even if she's alone in a strange city, all she has to do is find a Mason and make herself known as the wife of a Mason. She will get all the help she needs. There's something more about this brotherhood thing that's almost impossible to put into words. It's a sense of belonging, of knowing that you are a part. There is a line that says, Masons never meet strangers, and that's true. I can be in a strange city and walk into a Masonic lodge where I don't know anyone, and it's just like walking into my lodge at home. You fit in, you belong, no matter where you are, and you know that it's going to feel good and comfortable. You never enter as a stranger. Nothing else I have ever belonged to has given me that feeling. Freemasonry is a philosophy too, a way of life, a way of looking at the world. We came out of the Enlightenment in Europe. Freemasonry has always contained the men who were making a difference because they were dedicated to the ideas of freedom and liberty, even when it was high treason to believe in those things. Most of the men who wrote and signed the Constitution of the United States were Freemasons. Washington, Madison, the men who won our freedom were mostly men of the fraternity. In fact, George Washington selected his top officers from the fraternity because he could be sure of their loyalty. Freemasons believe in honor, integrity, patriotism, and in helping others. We believe in education. In fact, we started the first public schools both in Europe and in America. And we believe that life is a process of learning. We are dedicated to learning more ourselves and more about ourselves. Freemasonry believes in the right of each man to think for himself in political, religious, and personal matters. We teach ethics. Our members know and believe that they must take personal responsibility for their actions. Freemasonry is charity, which I guess you might call philosophy in action. Each and every day in the United States, Freemasonry gives more than $1.5 million in charity, and most of that is for people who are not Masons, who have no connection with the fraternity at all. We give thousands of scholarships each year. Our Scottish Rite Hospital for Children and the Shrine Children's Hospital are famous worldwide. The Shrine Burn Center at Galveston is there when tragedy strikes for adults and kids alike. Masons fund special childhood learning development centers where children with special learning disabilities are helped. Masons fund special programs and vision protection, prevention of blindness, and eye surgery. In addition, Masons support many local programs. They form programs for youth in crisis, special help for the elderly, food relief, medical help, all of it. We even sponsor athletic teams. Maybe what I'm trying to say is that Masonry is a group of men really determined to make themselves better men and to make the world a better place. How old is Freemasonry? Well, no one really knows. Its present form of organization dates from the early 1700s, when several lodges in England came together to form the Grand Lodge. But Masonry had been around for a long time even then. It is descended from the Masons who built the great castles and cathedrals of the Middle Ages. Spiritually, our roots go back even further. Is Masonry a religion? No, although you will sometimes hear that it is. Masonry is a supplement to religion, but not a substitute for religion. There are connections. For example, no atheist can become a Mason. Masonry requires that its members believe in God. But how they conceive of God or what their religion is no business of Masonry. Are there some churches whose members Masonry will not accept? No. Each man's religion is his own business. Masonry only asks that he believes in God. Does it cost much to be a Mason? No. Masonry is elite and exclusive, but not on the basis of money, social status, or other such measures. Some of our most highly honored and respected leaders have lived in conditions of near poverty. Masonry is concerned with the size of a man's heart, not the size of his bank account. Many people of great wealth have been denied membership. We want good men, but not perfect. You know how far from perfection we all fall, but Masonry wants men whose impulse is to do right, to help, to care, to build, to feel compassion. And remember this, if a friend had not thought that you were just such a man, you would not be listening to this tape. Masonry does not expect us to be perfect, but expects us to strive for perfection. There's another thing while I'm on this topic. You will find an equality in Masonry you simply won't find anywhere else. I have seen bankers, lawyers, and doctors carrying furniture and setting up the lodge room under the direction of a day laborer and doing it happily. And you will find that in Masonic lodges on every continent on Earth, except Antarctica, and there has even been a lodge there. Well, Masonry has appealed to all sorts and conditions of men, from emperors to astronauts. And two Masonic flags have been taken to the moon by astronaut brethren. I suppose you might ask, I'm a busy man with a lot of demands on my time. Why should I take time to be a Freemason? I can only give you my own reasons. First of all, it's efficient. I want to make a difference in the world, to leave it a little better than I found it. In Freemasonry, I can combine with other men who have the same goals. Working together, we can get more done with less time and money than if we each tried alone. That is not the main reason. Personally, I need the break Masonry provides. I need the spiritual refreshment. That may sound silly, but it's the truth. The spiritual refreshment I get from spending some time with good men who are doing good things. I need the spiritual and emotional breather I get from being reminded, even for a while, that there is more to life than just the next dollar to be earned or the next problem to be solved at work. After that break, I go back and work more effectively. I can see the forest again, not just the trees. How does a man become a Mason? Well, first of all, you have to ask. Giving you this tape is probably as close as anyone will come to inviting you to join the fraternity. There is a rule in the fraternity which forbids pestering anyone to join. The reason for that is that we want to be sure that a man joins Masonry because he wants to, not because someone talked him into it. So if you decide you want to join, you need to ask for a petition. The brother who gave you this tape will be happy to get one for you. Then you fill out the petition and give it back to him. He will take the petition to a meeting, and a committee of three members will be appointed to work on the petition. They will talk to you and to the people you list as references. Then they will make a report to the lodge, and the members of the lodge will vote. If the vote is favorable, you will be contacted to arrange a date for your first degree. Now, what's a degree? What's the initiation like? A degree is a stage of membership. There are three: Entered Apprentice, Fellow Craft, and Master Mason. The degrees are beautiful bits of ritual designed to teach important and progressive lessons. Let me give you my word that there is absolutely nothing in the degrees which is intended to be silly or humiliating. That's against one of the oldest and strongest rules of Masonry. The degrees teach through symbols and allegories in a ritual centuries old. After you take the first degree, you have to learn some memory work. Don't let that bother you. Skilled brethren will help you learn, and hundreds of thousands of men have learned it, including many who felt sure they couldn't memorize anything. After that, you take the second degree, learn a bit more memory work, and then take the third degree. After that, you are a full-fledged Master Mason with all the responsibilities, rights, and privileges. Finally, here's one you hear a lot. Is Freemasonry a secret society? If so, it's the worst kept secret in town. Our lodges are marked. Brethren wear rings and pins with Masonic insignia and proudly display the square and compasses. No, Masonry is not a secret society. We have some secret ways of recognizing each other, but that's all. I wish there were more time. Especially, I wish there were some way I could really explain to you what Masonry means to me. Why I feel it makes me a better man and father. Why my wife says it has made me a better husband. But these things have to be experienced. There just isn't a way to put them into words. I hope that this has helped answer some questions you may have had about the fraternity. If you have other questions, your friend will be happy to answer them or to put you in touch with someone who can. Thanks for your time. I hope someday to be able to call you brother.